Tell me about the Buffyverse. What in what way are physics different?
Well, I always say that, you know, the Buffyverse has the one thing that, you know, we don't have, and that's like a huge amount of, you know, extra energy of a very special kind. It's kind of this extra mystical energy. You seem very, you know, literate in your advanced physics, and you know that a lot of the problems with things like creating wormholes and closed time-like curves and some of these really, you know, advanced exotic, you know, permutations of space-time are really energy problems.
Right.
And that is not the case in the Buffyverse. You do get closed time-life curves. You do get time folding back on itself, portals opening up all over the place. So at least some of that energy is negative energy. And you have other dimensional worlds. So the things that we can only dream about and theorize and hypothesize about in our world are actually very real in the Buffyverse. And it's all done in this kind of very fun, you know, monsters, good versus evil kind of, you know, superhero fight, but the physics there is actually quite advanced and quite interesting.
I wonder if there really could be such a universe. I guess the answer is there could be.
Right, we just never know about it. Absolutely there could be, you know, but since they're not allowed to interact, we wouldn't be able to know. I mean, how do we know there isn't like a little baby universe somewhere that has these things in existence? So
we don't. And maybe if somebody writes about them, they pop into place.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There's a writer that does that, Fictons.
Oh, there you go.
Is it Robert Heinlein? I can't remember which writer it is. But basically a sci-fi writer came up with this idea that, you know, basically every book, every fiction that's created has its own little universe. And at some point they all start traveling and visiting each other's books. It's kind of amusing. I like
the idea
a lot.
So do I. When I asked Michio Kaku, Dr. Kaku, about time travel and other universes, he suggested that the answer to time travel and any possible problems associated with time travel, paradoxes and such, would be that when you go back and kill your grandfather, a new universe is instantly created, one in which everything unfolds in a perfectly proper manner.
Mm-hmm. That's not a new idea. It's actually kind of interesting, and it's actually a feature of the Buffyverse and a lot of other examples of science fiction, these kind of alternate realities that happen. It dates back to the 1950s and a guy named Hugh Everett III. If you know your quantum mechanics, you know about the Schrodinger's cat paradox. How can a cat
yes.
be both dead and alive? You have that
right.
superposition of states. Open the box, you look, the wave function collapses, and it becomes either dead or alive. Everett wanted to know, well, what happens to the other possibilities? And he decided that for every single possibility, every choice, every irreversible event that takes place, a new universe is created so that all the possibilities exist simultaneously somewhere. There's some real philosophical problems with that right off the bat, which is, you know, if you do that for everything right down to the subatomic level, you've just got billions upon billions, an infinite number of universes. But it's a nice idea.